Good morning, Meatown Man. It's 1 a.m. or something. Yeah. Groan. Oh, what a busy life. I'm wanting to just a little fucker wandering. This is a This is a fucking video I've been meaning to do for ages. What do you do when you don't find any sort of porn to be particularly interesting or healthy or sane or doesn't reflect, you know, like good quality sort of relationships? It's just sort of people who are sort of getting together to fuck and put it on video, and for the most part they're just fucking, you know, and it's like you know, oh, look, it's a celestial sort of, my halo, look at that, I have a halo, awesome. You know, I have a definite preference for women who are young, healthy, fertile, you know, and attractive. Absolutely, you know. Yeah, because once they get to sort of like, say, 26, 28, the little sort of window of sort of, you know, orgasmic sort of interludes is you know, slowly winding down and coming to a close, you know. And once they're sort of infertile, they're basically no good for nothing. And fuck, you know. I don't know what the legal age of consent is. You know, there's something about the age difference on, you know, if the older person is any more than 4 years older or something like that, then it's, you know, and they're only 21 or whatever, something like that. But, you know, what's up on a website is like, you know, it's got to be sort of legal and it's got to be sane and it's got to be healthy. And so I tend to sort of filter out the ones who I find to be sort of young, healthy and fertile, you know, and around the age of sort of 20 to 22, sort of maybe 24, you know, and yeah, because they're at their best, but also, porn is so fucking boring, you know. So how can you sort of get your rocks off on something that, you know, you start to fall asleep after 5 minutes, you know? You go, fuck, this is dull. And for the most part, most fucking on video is like, it's no more exciting than watching, say, someone polish and wax a fucking table, you know? It's not particularly fucking interesting, you know what I mean? There's the sort of erotic content of, you know, male, female, fucking, you know, that sort of stuff, but there's not much more than that sort of ghost of an idea. And, you know, and it's dull, you know. I remember some article that I read, you know, and I thought, it stuck into my mind. You know, I think it was a woman who wrote the article, and she wasn't sort of, you know, I don't know, I think it was about 30 years ago or something like that, or 25 years ago or something, and she was saying that porn is basically dull, you know, and over time it's sort of, what it's meant for me is that the initial sort of interest that I had in porn was sort of, it was really sort of, I identified with other people who had been really badly damaged through lots of abuse and neglect. I really identified with them and kind of, you know, got off on not the sort of whole issue, but I just got off on the sort of identifying with other damaged people. And over time I've stopped being so fucking damaged. And as a result, you know, the really sort of unhealthy sort of, more like sort of sexual self-abuse rather than functional sort of relationship sort of stuff, that's lost its interest. And now porn is like, it's more sort of, you get more sort of excitement out of watching someone, say, fill in potholes, you know. You know, the sex is, the online sort of porn on all the websites is just dull, 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 you know. It's like, fuck, this is tiring, you know. So, you know, you can either walk around with your bloody testicles like bloody hanging like watermelons between your legs and you're going, oh, I'm bursting, or you can just say, all right, I need an empty out. You know, but it's dull. It doesn't sort of fucking interest me. You know, not unless you're really crippled and about to bloody die, you know. My balls are so full. Oh, you know, what do, you know? And, yeah, and there's all sorts of activities and people doing all sorts of things to themselves and each other. And sometimes it's actually appears to be sort of relatively normal, despite this, you know, the guilt tripping of the Catholics and stuff, you know. And some of it's
starting to get really crazy and unhealthy, and some of it really is fucking really really crazy and unhealthy, and a lot of it's just fucking psycho, bloody sexual abuse and mutual destruction, you know. It's not, you know, it's not the sort of stuff that you really want to get involved with, you know. And and the issue is either, you know, you can get involved with someone, but then again, you know, sort of fucking for its own sake is not that good, you know. It's, if you're going to sort of fuck with someone, you're going to, you really need to have the relationship there to make it sort of worthwhile. It's like, I was saying to one of my grasshoppers, you know, that really good sex, you know, well, why do it if it's shit, you know, for Christ's sake, you know. Sometimes it's okay just to have a fuck for a fuck's sake, but sex is kind of like, with a bit of variability, but it could be sort of, say, somewhere between 5 to 15% of the relationship time, you know. Say on average about 90%, you know, 90%, it's the 10% on top of really good relationship stuff. And that's the important thing, you know. Many years ago I had a relationship. I was about 23, and she was about 38. And the sex was like about 90% of the fucking interaction. And we used to fuck all the time, you know. And that was really good till you sort of figured out that, you know, I really should be hanging out with people my own age, and not, say, someone who's like 39 or I'm like 24, 25 or whatever. And I should be hanging out with people my own age and doing the things that people my own age are doing, and not sort of hanging out with an old broad of about 40, you know. And I also figured that, you know, we'd perfected the art of fucking to such a high degree that you couldn't sort of really improve upon it. And if you took away the fucking, we really didn't have anything much in common, you know what I mean? There was no relationship to do the fucking, that fucking was a part of. It was just like a relationship, you know? It was just sort of fucking and spending time together, you know, eating, shopping, and a few other bits and pieces, and it was like there was nothing left, you know? There was nothing else except lots of fucking, and the fucking became like a rut, you know. It was like, you know. And then I thought, well, I've got to get out of this relationship, but it was so addictive. It wasn't a matter of getting out, it was a matter of getting out and staying out, you know. And, you know, that was just sort of, you know, I knew that if I went back and saw that woman one more fucking time, I'd be having a career in basket weaving at the fucking psych hospital, you know. And so I got out and stayed out, you know. And, yeah, she was, just had to be. We had to part company, you know. That had run its course, you know. And since then, I've sort of stayed out of fucking relationships more or less completely. And what happens is the two sort of strongest relationships I've ever been in have all been with women who's really damaged women, you know, like me, you know, except I'm a man. And their mothers were sort of psychotic dry drunks, you know what I mean? Their mothers were emotional photocopies of my father. You know, you could just give my mother off, give my father a brain transplant with their mothers, and you couldn't really pick the difference. They're just, the mothers were absolute fucking cunts, just monsters, you know. And just like my father, you know. And you know, so I was picking really damaged fucking women, you know, because they're the ones who I knew how to identify with, and they're sort of, you know. So, you know, I've sort of stayed out of relationships. I just said this is just all a little bit too far off the deep end. And the other thing is that, you know, and I've really put down the fished. I've really had to put down the fist and say, you know, unless this woman is capable of interacting, starting with just general safe topics like the weather and interacting and, you know, developing a relationship over time, I'm not really interested in even fucking getting to know her, you know. And she has to sort of, you know, there's a few requirements, like being able to communicate, having a personality, having a brain, having some kind of drive in life, and not just some, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, you're nice. Yeah, you're nice too. How about a fuck? Yeah, all right, you know, and just going for it, and then calling that a relationship when we hardly even know each other, you know. And the other part of that is just staying away from women who are just fucking issues, you know, like, oh, I need a fuck, I need a fuck, oh, I want a fuck, I want a fuck, I want a fuck, I want a fuck. Yeah, but fuck it, you've known me for like 20 years and you've never even said fucking hello, you know. You know, you fucking psycho cunt, you know. You know, you've done nothing to develop the relationship at any sort of a fucking level, you know, like, hey, I'm going down the street, do you want to come and join me for a coffee in the cafe and, you know, we'll just sit out the front and have a chat or something, you know. None of them have done anything like that whatsoever, you know. And, you know, so if they can't do this, it's like sort of dealing with thieves. If they can't be trusted with 10 cents, what are you doing letting them handle $1 million, you know? And it's like that with relationships. If they can't handle the fucking, if they're incapable of dealing honestly with all the little things, what are you doing, you know, dealing with them with the big things, you know? You know, so it's like, so, you know, back to the issue of porn. One of the sites I've come to fucking, I really detest Pornhub, you know, that site, because they do all this sort of, I mean, these people are probably all unrelated and they're just fictitious titles of, you know, about people fucking who are completely unrelated to each other, and they keep sticking the titles on, you know, fucking my stepsister or fucking my brother, you know, come and me daddy or some shit like that, you know, and I just think that's fucking disgusting and it's really wrong, and these are the people you just go fucking whack and break their faces, you know. You know, give them a fucking, you know, this is just bullshit, you know. And I really don't like that on any porn site. So Pornhub's just gone right, just, I'm not prepared to entertain that shit, you know. And, you know, even as a notion, it's wrong, you know. It's faked, you know, as it is or not. But, it's, you know, it's probably all fucking faked, almost all of it. But it's just fucking wrong, you know. And, you know, and, you know, I think, oh, what is it, NXNXX that's sort of okay, but they've got a little bit of that family fun bullshit, you know, and the rest of it. And what's the other one? I forget the other site. But, you know, most of it's not healthy. Most of it's excessively sort of, it's not just good. It's not really happy, well-adjusted people having a fuck, putting it on video, you know, and sharing it with the world. Most of it's just really disturbed sort of stuff by people who don't know how to have healthy relationships. And, you know, it's just wrong. It's, hi, how are you? Let's fuck, you know. And then call that, like, you know, well, being well-adjusted and stuff, you know. And especially the stuff that involves people just sort of screwing random strangers and, you know, the hot wife scene and all this sort of fucking bullshit. I mean, that is so high risk, you know, for venereal diseases and, you know, pregnancies and abortions and just really nasty fucking... It's not erotic, it's insane, you know. I might have to get myself a fucking girlfriend, I think, you know, a companion type partner sort of person. And, not some sort of brain dead sort of fuck, you know, either. And with the housing situation at the moment being sort of in flux, kind of. You know, potentially. I'm thinking of moving to a more appropriate building that gives me a bit of space to do the things I want to do, and it's not going to flood every time the river fucking overflows. And, and so I'm sort of thinking that I'd like to, and it's got, you know, like a lot of water nearby where you can go swimming rather than just, you know, having a bloody municipal council run sort of swimming pool. It's closed 9 months of the year and, you know, it's sort of, me fucking back. Yeah, I'll hold it here, otherwise I might just show too much. But I'll have a look around anyway, because I'll just do something first. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the bloody, what's it called? I'm a big fan of the chamber pot, actually. It saves you getting out of bed and going to the toilet when you just want to have a quick piss or something. It's quite handy. So porn's a fucking just a dull sort of an issue. But, you know, at least I'm not going for the sort of real crazies for most of the time, you know.
And I'm going only going for the fucking women who I actually find to be attractive women. But, you know, this gets into that sort of stuff too, because most of that porn is not, it's not healthy monogamous relationships. It's just, hi, how are you, let's fuck. And these women are like bloody dogs on heat. They just drag their cunt from partner to partner to partner to partner, and it's just like fucking so wrong. It's just full of fucking diseases. And they're not settling down and having families and being responsible parents. They're just, you know, they're all on bloody contraceptives, you know, on the pill, birth control type stuff, you know, conception control is probably a better name. And it's not sane, it's not healthy, and so they're just, you know, I think that needs to be a question on your first date. When was the last time you got tested for venereal diseases, and what sort of diseases were did you come up with, you know? How many guys have you really fucked in the, you know? And, you know, I think these are the sort of questions that also need to be asked, and they also need to have evidence produced, you know? Like, you go to the local, you know, go to the local STD clinic, sign this form that I can be given a copy of it, the document, you know, and, you know, you just stay away from the crazies, you know. Oh, God. Yeah, so, yeah, what do you do when porn is fucking boring? It's just so dull. It's like, you know, you know, it's not that, it's just dull. They're just, you know, you may as well wax the fucking furniture, you know. You know, it's not that, it really is just boring. It's just so fucking boring. It's like cock in, cock out, cock in, cock out, cock in, cock out, or cunt up, cunt down, cunt up, cunt down, cunt up, cunt down, you know what I mean? And it's like that for fucking 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, you know? It's like, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go have a look at some new housing anyway, as a matter of course, on another day. I really do want some sort of more appropriate housing, and just to get out of this fucking just shithole that's maintained by cunts, you know. It's not a bad place to live. It's good. There's a lot of conveniences here, and it has its relative strengths, but, you know, when you got landlords who are fucking, you know, when you got landlords who are fucking idiots, and they don't do any maintenance on the place, and it's sort of falling around down around you, you know, because they're just letting it go to pot, you know. You know, it's bullshit. Yeah, so, yeah, I think maybe it might be time to turn the rest of my life into something really productive and really eventful, and not just kowtow to sort of shitheads, you know? Yeah, so I'll call this quits here. Porn is boring.